And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
You feel like you're in 10 different weddings.
I do declare you to be well and truly married, spouses for life. Congratulations, and please, seal it with a kiss.
Think you know what that is and where we recorded it? Well, KALW's Hannah Kingsley Ma brings us the story.
If you're having a major life event in San Francisco, it's likely that the office of the county clerk in City Hall is involved. It issues birth and death certificates, it registers businesses, and...
What are you guys doing here today?
We're getting married.
We're getting married.
My name is Emily Barnett, for now.
And my name is Carlos Moreno. Hopefully not for now. We'll find out what we're doing in the future.
Moreno and Barnett are one of the many festooned couples waiting in the hallway outside the office of the county clerk. They're about to get married in the rotunda in San Francisco City Hall. Typically, three couples are married every half an hour. These two, they're eloping, and they traveled all the way from Tennessee to do it.
We didn't necessarily want all of our friends at the wedding. No, I'm kidding.
No.
This is going out to the world, baby.
I approach another couple, Tet Joe and Hilly Luo, who tell me about how they made their decision to get married here.
They were saying that it's the most famous place to get married, and that's why we chose this place.
Why is it the most famous place to be married?
That I have no idea. I Googled. I didn't Google why.
You don't have to Google why. You just have to step inside to understand. The rotunda has limestone walls and is covered in ornate relief sculptures, including a portrait of Father Time. It sits on top of a grand staircase that cascades below onto a pink marble floor. It's an architectural masterpiece, glamorous enough to make Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio choose it as their wedding destination back in 1954. But before you get there, you have to wait here, in a hallway lined with benches, a TV screen simultaneously broadcasting the latest Board of Supervisors meeting, and the numbers showing who's up next.
What's it like standing in this room full of all these other people getting married?
Relieving, I guess. Like, you're not the only one, I guess. Feel like you're part of a crowd. It's just like going to a football game.
Yeah, and we congratulations to each other. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Waiting gives you time to observe the variation each couple brings to their ceremony. I see poofy wedding gowns, fitted vintage dresses, tuxedos, running shorts, a plaid kilt. And I'm in the uncomfortable position of asking the surrounding couples if I can crash their wedding. Luckily for me, Frank Lung and Verna Chin say yes. I sit with their families and friends as they wait for their number, B221, to be called.
Why are you here today?
I'm the auntie.
You're all the auntie.
Yeah, that's my niece. Oh, my name is Cherry. My last name is Chu. I live in Moraga.
And you got married too in the city hall?
Yeah, in Alabama. Opelika, Alabama. Years and years and years ago. Short and sassy. And cheap.
Short, sassy, and cheap. Aunt Cherry's recipe for a perfect wedding. And she has a point. In 2014, the average cost for a wedding in the U.S. was over $31,000. Here at City Hall, it's $105 for the marriage license, and $78 for the ceremony. The additional costs are minor in comparison, like feeding the parking meter.
All right, stand up for another hour.
After some anxious pacing, Frank and Verna's number gets called. Two witnesses watch as they sign their marriage license, and then we all smush into a nearby elevator in search of the rotunda.
Are we here?
Do you see
one
a rotunda?
More. Yeah. Yeah, this is it.
One more.
That's it.
This is it?
That's it, yeah.
The doors open to a chaotic scene. City Hall is swarming with tourists snapping selfies, and the newly married posing for photos on the staircase. In the middle of the crowd, a figure in a billowing robe comes barreling towards us.
You're still here. Okay, we got everybody?
I believe so.
Wait, what are we looking for?
The bride's father.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah.
The woman officiating is Claudia Anderson. She's a deputy marriage commissioner, and she's having a really busy day.
Yeah, how many people have you married today?
8 couples.
And how many will you marry at the end of the day?
I have 3 more to marry, and then I'm finished for the day.
Anderson's got a tough job. She's got to make this ceremony meaningful, but she's also got to make it snappy. In the day's hustle and bustle, the marriage queue has gotten backed up, and couples are waiting. Luckily, Anderson's a total pro.
So if you will turn and face each other and hold hands. And so Franklin, both hands if you can. So Franklin, I ask of you, are you in fact prepared today in the presence of family and friends who are gathered around you to accept Verna to be your lawfully wedded spouse?
The ceremony, vows, rings, smooch, takes just under 5 minutes.
I do declare you to be well and truly married, spouses for life. Congratulations, and please, seal it with a kiss.
Yay! Anderson takes on her next task, moving the wedding party off the stairs.
Great, I know, you have to go find the next couple
now. Okay. Josh and C.
Before she was marrying 12 couples a day, Anderson worked for the school district. I spoke to another deputy marriage commissioner named Cynthia Gregory, who was an IT professional before donning the black robe.
People are so hopeful and joyful and in love at this time in their lives, and that just fills me up.
Cynthia Gregory and Claudia Anderson are part of a long-standing legacy of unpaid, volunteer, deputy marriage commissioners. When same-sex marriage was first declared legal in California in 2008, the Office of the County Clerk trained around 350 volunteers to help administer the weddings. Cynthia Gregory wasn't around then, but she was on the day 7 years later, when same-sex marriage became legal across the country.
People were like dancing in the halls here.
After a year and a half on the job, Gregory has seen it all. A bride falling down the stairs, a ring bouncing its way across the marble floor, couples straight from Burning Man, dirt encrusted and urgent. But she has one memory that stands out to her in particular.
One time, I had an older couple, and I still remember what he said. He said, I cannot give you the springtime of life, but I can give you the fall with all of its colors. And that was years ago, and that line has stuck with me ever since.
In San Francisco, I'm Hannah Kingsley Ma.
This week's winner was Carrie Messina. Congratulations, Carrie. We're sending you a KALW t-shirt. And if you've got ideas for where we should record next, tell us about them at news@kalw.org. And because of you, we can proudly say we are listener-supported public radio.